is Robert Hank of Hoopston, Illinois, O.X. Bellyman of Yellow Jump, North Dakota, and Homer U. McAntee of East Plain, Oregon.
And that's the tip. Splendid, right? Splendid.
May I have a dime?
No. Didn't he rattle those names off fine?
Oh, he's aware. No, I said to 21 this morning, I said about her sister-in-law over the telephone.
Well, Russia's about to read H.K.'s letter. All right, let's see. H.K. Freeman, first white child born in Galveston, South Carolina, the geographic center of the United States. That's H.K.'s own special letterhead, see?
Mm-hmm.
He graved after a pilot originated by himself. Seen a volcano? I never heard of any volcanoes in South Carolina. Please. You think I can have a bag? No, please. Here is Skyway Gruff. You and I sound clock in thin spindle cornucopia lumps.
A great word, spinach, and nauseum.
Ms. Manhouse on the phone this morning particularly asked that.
Well, this is it, Vic. Well, Vic, you rotten old horse thief, it's been a long time since you wrote. I bumped into Harry Winnie in Syracuse the week before.
Well, skip down to the next paragraph. That's just personal items and junk.
If you could spare a dime, Gov, I'd be able to...
No dime.
Read. It has occurred to me, Vic, that it's a dirty shame we've allowed...
The gist of what he says there, Sade, is that he's dismayed that a wonderful group like the All-Star Marching Team was permitted to disintegrate. He's all for putting it on its feet again with a bang.
See, but I'm hungry.
Read.
It has occurred to me, Vic.
I've always given your mother the gist of the paragraph there. Skip down to the next.
We have some mighty fine men.
The gist of that paragraph is that he praises the boys in the group, names them all over. Has a kind word for me, himself, Robert and Slobbert Hink, O.X. Bellyman, Y.Y. Flirt, J.J. Stunboat, and Homer U. McGenty.
Well.
Okay.
We have some mighty fine men.
I covered that paragraph with what I just said. Next paragraph.
It is gratifying to know that certain dead wood in the organization has been replaced by such fine timber...
As E. Tyson Stooger and Hermie Wormy. Yeah. H.K. goes on to eulogize E. Tyson Stooger and Hermie Wormy.
They represent...
Yeah, they represent new blood, he goes on to say. And then what follows, Rush?
E. Tyson Stooger and Hermie Wormy...
Are hardy, intelligent, and resourceful. Aren't those his words, George?
E. Tyson Stooger and Hermie Wormy...
Are hardy, intelligent, and resourceful. Yeah, those are his words. I've never met E. Tyson Stooger and Hermie Wormy myself. Proceed.
Now, Vic, I have this in mind.
This paragraph answers your question, Kido.
Did I ask a question?
You were talking about the members of the All-Star Marching Team never getting together.
Uh-huh.
It is H.K. Fleber's thought that we get together in spirit.
Oh.
Because, well, listen. Adeline.
Now, Vic, I have this in mind.
He wants all 10 of us to be out in our backyards at a certain minute of a certain hour of a certain evening and march by ourselves, alone.
Didn't you do that once before?
Yes, we did, but in a very sloppy, unsatisfactory fashion. H.K. Fleber has worked the thing out in microscopic detail. You see where that is, Henry, there, where he describes...
Yeah. My idea is simplicity itself. I suggest...
Say we decide on Tuesday evening, December the 8th, at 6 o'clock on the dot. We all have stopwatches. I go out in our backyard, H.K. Fleber goes out in his, Robert and Slobbert go out in theirs, and so on. The Lester Nebraska guys, of course, are four in number, so they can assemble in the same backyard. Don't it work out beautifully?
Make talk.
How you mean?
Neighbors will wonder what's going on, you marching around the backyard.
I should give a snap of my fingers for meddling neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out in the backyard Tuesday evening, December the 8th, see? I know that scattered over the United States, nine other guys are in their backyards, alert and waiting. I can start my stopwatch. It's 4 seconds to six. It's 3 seconds to six. It's 2 seconds to six. It's 1 second to six. Come on, march.
Well.
Some stuff, huh?
Nice to say.
Read some more on that, Kevin.
Every All-Star marcher will, of course, march...
In the same direction, south. And every marcher will, of course, take the regular prescribed step of 2 feet and 3 inches to the second. That's shaving it down to a fine yard, guess.
Yeah.
Read the really fine points he's worked out.
Every All-Star marcher will naturally wear...
His complete lodger gaiters. Now, there's a touch of genius, because a fella feels more like he's in a parade if he's wearing a costume.
You gonna stomp around the backyard in your tassel boots, plumed hat, lodger robe, and sword?
Sure.
The neighbors will talk.
They can talk and welcome.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm hungry.
What comes next, Rush? The difficulties?
Let's see. There are certain difficulties that must be overcome.
Yeah. See, he goes on to tell about the different time zones.
Does he?
He's got a brain on him, that chap. Lots of nitwits wouldn't have thought of that angle.
Mm.
You catch on to the angle, don't you? Think what?
You tell me.
If at 6 o'clock I went out in our backyard and started to march, and if at 6 o'clock H.K. Fever went out in his backyard and started to march, would we be marching in unison?
I guess so.
We would not. We'd be in our part. Because South Carolina is in the Eastern time zone and we're in the Middle West time zone.
Mm.
When it's 6 o'clock here, it's 7 o'clock in South Carolina.
Mm.
Homer U. McDancy lives in Oregon, which is in the Western time zone. He's 2 whole hours earlier than we are.
Mm.
I don't know about the guys in Nebraska. They may be in the Mountain time zone.
I think they're the same as us, though.
Well, in any case, you perceive that there are difficulties to be overcome.
Other problems to be solved.
Oh,
concerns?
Next comes real difficulties, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Robert and Flabbert Hink reside
in a flat. Yeah. You see, say, they reside in a flat and they have no backyard.
Wow.
Y.Y. Flirch and J.J.J.J. Sunbow
live in a tent on a vacant lot and they have no backyard.
Hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
O.X. Bellyman faces a peculiar situation.
Yeah, in that his backyard runs east and west, and if he marched south, he could only take 7 steps. See the difficulty?
Yeah.
Read the rest of them.
Hoping that we may
start work on this movement at once, he goes on to say. Oh, he's a hustler, H.K. Fevery.
Mm-hmm.
All right, me.
Gumbono, William, Nabiscus, Ad Valor, Insipidus, Eberish, Off, Avocado, Tim,
that.
Yours forever in the golden shackles of the sacred stars of the Milky Way, I remain affectionately H.K. Fever.
Uh-huh.
Nice?
Yeah.
Mighty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now the dime, Doc?
No.
Well, fellas, I bet the meat's done by now. Let's go see.
Concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And now here's your radio neighbor, Mrs. Beach. Mrs. Beach has just been tantalizing my appetite talking about an apple pie she made for her family yesterday.
Mr. Roberts, you're as bad as my boys when it comes to Crisco pies. But honestly, friends, I thought you'd be interested in this apple pie that I made yesterday because it saves on sugar. The Crisco people suggested that instead of using the usual 1 cup of sugar for the filling, I use 1/2 cup of light corn syrup and only 1/3 cup of sugar, plus a tablespoon of instant tapioca. And the pie turned out beautifully. Why, even my son Johnny said, "Not bad, Mom, not bad." And from Johnny, that's high praise. Now, I may have worried about the filling, but with Crisco's new pastry method, I didn't have to worry about the pie crust. Why, do you know that with this new Crisco method, you get tender, flaky pie crust every single time you make a pie? Well, that's the truth. The Crisco people make you this promise on a money-back guarantee. Honestly, if you haven't tried this new pastry method yet, well, you really should. It's right on the Crisco label. And you know, pure all-vegetable Crisco is different from any other shortening you can buy. It's made just to give you tender, flaky pie crust. Why, the Crisco people are so sure of the success you'll have, they'll even give you your money back if you aren't satisfied with the way your pie crust turns out. If you aren't satisfied, just drop me a note on the back of a Crisco label telling me why. Address me, Mrs. Isabella Beach, care of Crisco, Cincinnati, Ohio, and the Crisco people will refund you the price of 1 full pound. But I don't think you'll ask them to. You'll be so pleased with this new Crisco method that, well, you'll be making pies just to show how good you are. I know.
And so we leave Mrs. Beach and Crisco's Vic and Spade until the next time. Don't forget to listen. This is Ed Roberts speaking. Improved special green shampoo with hair conditioner in it to leave hair silkier, smoother right after shampooing, it actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap shampoo. D-R-E-N-E. Special Dreams.